Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
It's Walsh. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rough game.
Limitless in the mud.
Yeah, rough game week for pod partners over here.
We managed to pull off the quadruple captain blank.
Yep. We went from Insigne to Gini.
Yeah.
To Kane.
Yeah.
To Alba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insigne. We talked about Chua, but we were both on Insigne.
Yeah.
Day two was the day that we just fucked.
Yeah.
Because we talked about Meunier, Gini, Dumfries, Yarmo. And then, yeah, we didn't have your Yaremchuk, but so, yeah.
I think we came down to you were more interested in a defender than I was. I kind of was like, all right, it's either Gini or Yarmo.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we put into account of like, we don't know if Ukraine are good.
Right.
We don't know if Yarmo can play another game 4 days later because he hasn't done that in his life.
Which he got subbed early.
Yeah. That subbed early.
Happened.
Yeah. And we kind of felt more like Netherlands were a sure thing, kind of.
Yeah.
Even though the fixture was, you know, not as good as North Macedonia. But so, you know, they both teams scored two goals. You know, Gini wasn't involved. Yarmo was involved in two. So that did not go well. And then we just kept spiraling out of control there.
Yeah. Kane, again, never considered anyone else. We knew that going into the week that was the only captain we liked from that day.
And he was just something else. Don't have to tell listeners of this pod how that performance was by him or his team.
And then all four of our guys blanked today, so it didn't fucking matter. It did not fucking matter. Yeah, I mean, we just had so many blanks overall, not even just the caps.
Yeah, I mean, we finished on 55, which I'm guessing is like around where most of the people were, I think. But
I feel like it's like a little under the average of like FPL players in our Discord and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. It came down to really, I think, those who hit Yarmo and those who did not.
Yeah, and because everyone kind of in our circle like had Yarmo, had Dumfries, had Insigne, had Mbappe, like so much overlap. It was just like the people who went Bale, the rare, you know, I don't know, Kev, maybe someone went with a defense that we didn't cover.
I think, people that had two Italian defenders, maybe.
Yeah.
But then that cancels out with Immobile. Yeah, I mean, I think it was hard to really hit a lot of players around because most of the like picks that we were talking about didn't really return. So, and the clean sheets, too, is the thing that was really...
Yeah.
I mean, I know we saw some people that had a lot of Sweden defenders who were just... I mean,
there was a couple people. Danielson or an English defender. Like, I think Guest had, like, Stones and...
Yeah, but other than Italy, Netherlands, and England, no, like, good team kept a clean sheet.
Right. Yeah, so true.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah,
like, there was Russia and Wales defenders, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other than Sweden, you know, no one
had a Scottish defender against England.
Yeah, of course. Actually, like, some people probably did have Robbo and shit, but...
Yeah.
If people didn't use a chip, but, you know. Yeah. So
It was just a weird fucking week.
The crash back to this plane after we were kind of
reality.
Yeah, we were getting some points, having some fun in the first week. The second week was less.
It's funny when you think about it, though, right? Because it's like, it felt after game week one or match day one, whatever, it was like, wow, this game is fucking easy. And like picking our match day two team, we had like 13 out of 15 names, maybe 12 out of 15 names were kind of
like, right away.
These are
auto.
Like, this is phenomenal fixtures, good teams, like easy game. And we just had blank city. And we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 blanks in our final 11.
Yeah, we only had 4 returns out of 15 players, and we could pick literally unlimited any player in the fucking game.
We had
4 of 15. It's so bad.
Wild.
The thing today, too, that really was a big tilter to me was, you know, we had 4 shares of France and Spain defense, and I mean, the way those games went, like, first of all...
What can be said?
Lua fouled Laporte, not called.
The thing
and
that's
the goalkeeper
that,
doesn't catch it. It shouldn't have even gotten to that. I mean, it's just they had no chances in the whole game. And
the refs
same
called
with France.
Every other foul before that and after that, and that one wasn't a foul. I don't know. And then
France,
yeah, of course,
Hungary.
They had one. They had basically
one shot,
one chance, and
yeah,
went in near post. It took like double mistake and then a near post goal. I don't know.
Yeah,
what can you do, dude?
But those are a lot of points that slip out because, you know, if we get 6-6-12, all of a sudden we look at our team like, oh yeah, we did fine. We had like 2-3 or so, whatever, but it doesn't matter.
Our match day one was pretty good, I would say, overall, but we had the exact same thing with double
blanks.
Denmark and double Austria.
Yeah.
Denmark conceded one shot in a fucking freak Eriksen game goal, and, you know, fucking Switzerland basically didn't concede anything, just like a
clean sheets.
We've been having a hard time
picking clean sheets.
Not everyone
so far.
Hradecki, you know, you can't always get what you want.
All right, so what else?
I don't know. Yeah, that's our team. The league update. I mean, I don't think this includes today, so it's kind of useless. But I'll just say the guy who's in first place before today was Sanjay0101, aka Up the Chels. Good job by him. And then we can talk about stuff. So I think basically the way we've been potting is like figure out what the hell we're going to do about our team and then move from there. And the big call for us, and I think a lot of other people, hopefully there's enough of an overlap to make this relevant, is if you limitless in 2, are you wildcarding in 3, or is your team like decent enough to hold?
Yep. So it sounds like we are sort of on opposing forces here, because I'm sort of leaning towards not wildcarding.
Yeah,
with
was
our
that
team.
Yesterday when we were messaging?
Yeah.
And I was like, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked since yesterday. Did the results today even matter?
Well, it makes all of the games competitive. Like PAO game is competitive.
Yeah,
Germany, France, Portugal and France, they have games. So we have Mbappe
and Bills. So it was
significant.
Today was very significant.
Yeah, I think it ensured all of our players will start at the end. So I think our team, you know, Lukaku and Tielemans are definitely big risks. Tielemans, obviously, because Kevin's back and, you know, they're through. And I would be really surprised if he played. But Dendonker's been,
and
Witzel
and
came
Rom
in for a sub.
Get straight up rested.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, I think, one more for, like, Rom being like, I want to try and win the Golden Boot or whatever.
Maybe.
And just, like, give me a half, give me an hour. Like, I want to just, I'm fit. But he is a little bit knocked, right?
It's just all of these things that we're going to talk about on this pod, it's kind of just, this is what we would do, or this is what we think they might do, but there's actually no way of knowing any of this shit.
Some teams that could be playing for first place in the group might play their first choice team, and another team in the similar situation might play a complete team of like 8 changes.
Yeah, and there might be knocks we don't know about. The managers have different beliefs. There might be fitness levels we don't know
about.
So
I think before we even continue this conversation, like when you're looking at this kind of a thing, you want to first kind of look at minutes played of like, who are my players who are definitely going to start, meaning like they're important to their team and their team has their advancement
to play for in game week three. Yeah.
Yeah. And just start from there and go backwards. Like, you know, we only have a couple transfers. So if you're looking at 2 transfers, you know, do I feel confident with 2 transfers? I think if I'm going to get like 14 players out of 15,
then is that good enough?
I think that is good enough.
Because
I think that the quarter round from 16 to quarters is still like a really, really big risk to go in there with nothing.
It's a huge risk, but
it's just huge, dude.
The reason that we were going into the tournament with the plan of using all three is that because we were okay taking that risk because the upside of match day three might be worth it.
So and here's the thing about that, too, that to me that also puts that in jeopardy is literal only thing that I'm looking at in match day three that looks exploitable that we don't have is Germany. Like, Germany, Hungary, every other fixture that's, like, of good teams, you know, either
I'm scrolling through right now,
like, I'm talking about, like, Italy, Wales, which we'll get the Team G first, but, like, that fixture is good, but they're through, right? Netherlands, North Macedonia, good fixture, but they're through. Like, Belgium, Finland, good fixture, but they're through.
Switzerland, Turkey, great fixture. We have two Swiss defenders.
And we have Switzerland. We have assets. Like, Ukraine, Austria, competitive game, you know, that, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, where are we going to be? Like, England don't have a good fixture. They're diabolical. Croatia, Scotland, not a good fixture. Like, Poland, Sweden, just
you're
like
buses.
You're asking
me where are we going to lose points to the people who are wildcarding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I think,
other than Germany, Hungary, I don't see another game where I'm like, oh, shit. Like, we don't have anyone in the these games, you know?
Well, I think Italy's the most obvious one because...
But we're going to have the team sheet.
I know,
and
but we
they
only
could
have two
play,
threes.
They could play, you know, a backup team. But if they play a good team, you know, maybe we just use one on an Italy player and we use one on a German
player.
But I
think a backup team still just... I still don't think Wales are good. Like, I think they're okay at what they do, and that's good enough. I mean, Turkey are obviously shambles. We know that now, you know?
Yeah, that was... I wish
like,
we knew
I think
that
Wales could make some noise against the right teams and stuff, but I still expect Italy just like thoroughly dominate them.
Yeah.
That's how
I
feel.
Okay, so you would want three Italy no matter what the team sheet is, and we'd get it. So that's where you would
probably start.
And then,
I'm just
I guess
around.
Three Germans.
And then Ukraine, I think, also is a good one. Like, Austria are not very good.
I think that that's going to be an okay game for Austria. Like, I think that they're going to be able to frustrate, you know, I mean, they if they play similarly as they did against Netherlands, you know, they weren't just like bending over, right?
I mean, Netherlands created a lot.
No, I know, but Netherlands are, you know, I think a class above Ukraine. And
I agree,
I think that game's going to probably be a bit more like 50-50 possession-wise rather than them.
And Yarmo are both very good picks.
Yeah, good picks, good picks.
And they'll be extremely popular picks. But yeah, I mean, Netherlands, too, they probably won't play guys, so that's kind of sketch. But then, yeah, Germany, I mean, it's like Gosens and an attacker or something are going to be the chalky picks, I guess, that everyone's going to have on wildcard, right?
Yeah, probably him and Kai, I would guess.
Yeah, something like that. Spain?
I mean, I think, again, I feel like having, you know, we have Pau in this team, like, obviously, Alba's a better option
people
for fantasy.
Pick,
but
like Alba and Moreno, I guess.
I mean, I don't even know if that's.
Make of Spain. It's such a fucking like they're just like 11 Teemos running around. It's insanity.
I just think our team looks like pretty okay, and I don't know that the upside from going with the wild card team is going to be even like 6 points better.
See,
I feel like we're going to get
totally opposite ends.
Because like, I feel like I'm looking at our team. I feel like we're going to get a clean from Denmark. I feel like we could get a clean from Switzerland.
I love
and right
our
there,
defenders.
Like,
I love our defenders.
And that's huge. You know,
I think
right
five
there,
out of 15.
Like, yeah.
But basically, don't think. Actually, not basically. I don't think any of our other players are good.
I think they're fine.
I
don't like Alaba, obviously, but I think Lukaku's bad. And Tielemans is bad this week, but I don't think that... I mean, I think Schick is fine. I think Mbappe
Schick
is fine.
Schick versus England is bad.
Well, we need a captain that day anyway, so I don't know where else he would go. I feel like Schick's still... You know, he's still on pens in England or whatever. I don't know. He's just a player. I just think that this final day of knockouts is just
a
complete
fuck argument,
fest.
So I'll change it to 9 out of 10. But, I mean, both our keepers are nightmares. Sabitzer has one shot and plays like deep on the wing. Alaba's the deepest center back on the team. Rahm and Tielemans probably won't play. Insigne will get ahead of time, but may not play. He got subbed off early and like rested. Mbappe has Portugal, which seems like the most nightmare 0-0 of all time. And same with Bilv, who also gets up early every game.
So I don't know. Yeah, Bill could be a problem.
So 8 out of 10 are nightmares?
I mean, because like, I look at it, I'm like, if we use our transfer on Rom and either Insigne, if he's not in the team sheet, or NT Elemans, I'm like, okay, we have a good team. We have players who are going to start. We have some players who could luck in a points. We have good clean sheet shouts. Like, I just look at that and I'm thinking, like, that's solid. And, you know, maybe I feel like that the going from 16 teams to 8 teams with like 3 transfers, I think they give you, you know, that could, you could be looking at that as like, we're not going to be good for the rest of the last 3 days.
And I think I'm more okay with that than running out a bunch of bad players on match day 3 when there could be like some huge scores to take advantage of. How I feel. I mean, it's also hard because, I mean, I know you haven't either looked at the, like, this team might play this team and this team. Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I don't care. We'll figure that out next round. But based on where we're at right now, it seems like there's going to be some, like, very clear teams that are
better than the
gigantic
other team.
Gigantic favorites. Yeah. And it would be a huge shocker miracle if they.
And it'd be easy to lump in.
It's like whoever fucking Italy plays. Like, I think it was Totally Football or something. I listened to part of the episode. They said Netherlands, assuming they win the group, won't face another group winner until the semifinal, the way it's currently constructed. And I was like, what is that? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Even though but
that's the thing.
Whatever.
Like, you say that, and then it's like Germany 4, Portugal 2. Like, France score draw against Hungary. Like, Spain score draw against Poland. Yeah. You know? It's still one game, you know? So.
I mean, which is like sort of the theme of the episode, right? It's like we learned how much of a crapshoot one
game
match is.
Yeah.
Like, fucking. All of those Twitter accounts and whatnot are like, oh, this team, like, 55% chance of a clean. Like, this is the anytime scorer odds. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I've gambled enough in my life to know that those are the baits of bait. You never bet on anytime score. It is just a fucking scam. And all the numbers are so inflated just to get people to bet on them. It's fucking crazy. But let's talk about some questions on this sort of topic. So Hemdog said, who do we go for and punt on if Holland versus North Macedonia, given they're confirmed as group winners, or do we swerve it completely? Halfy said, because of the third place go through system, a lot of teams playing each other will settle for a draw. What games are ending 0-0 in match day 3? Are there any sneaky cheap defenders? Ritzy, which teams need to win their last game? Like, it's all the same shit. D-Beck, TJC, Rory, all of the sort of what can we squeeze out of the good teams, if anything, and who are the teams that need to win? And then D-Beck was also shouting, like, Malin, like, who are the guys who could get minutes?
Yeah, like, I would never go into the game picking a player like that who I'm like, definitely nowhere near the first 11, and just thinking like, okay, well, I hope they rotate, and if they do, he'll play. And because even then, it's like, oh, great, he's on the team sheet. It's like he can still blank. You know, it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Just start with like he's gonna play, and then use that as the pool that you're kind of looking at. Better. I think is better. Yeah,
minutes are the fundamental first and most important statistic for getting points. Like, people forget that.
Yeah.
Not
always
quality.
Has been, always will be.
Yeah.
So that's where I would go with that issue. But
who are the teams that need to win?
I mean, there are a lot of teams, really. I think it's easier to just start with who are the teams that do not need to win.
Let's just
and
do that.
I mean, I think it's only 3 teams. It's Italy, Belgium, and Netherlands.
Yeah, and then you have the added factor of like how important is winning the group to all 3 of those teams, which is a thing that we have no idea.
Yeah, no one will ever know. No, literally nobody knows that answer. I think it's more to the philosophy of the manager of like, I value momentum and keeping them playing together, or am I just fine looking at the fitness of like they need an extra, you know, 5-4 days off, so I'm not going to flog them or, you know, that kind of thing.
So
there
basically
are 5 subs.
None. Like, pass. Plead the fifth on that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we have no fucking idea.
No, we have like, no fucking idea.
Frank De Boer, like, I'm going to trust like what he's thinking going into the
Only thing we do know is that bald fucking moron told us that like Kevin's starting. Like, Haz is starting. Well,
thank God for Roberto Martinez. We have a little bit of a little Bielsa sauce in the pool with him. But Yeah.
So I mean, that's a good jumping off point because yeah, then the you know that if we were a wild card, you know, those are players that you'd look at as yes, you know you'd
sure.
want them
for sure, for sure. And then yeah, I mean the. Like you said, the teams that need to win. Just look at the fucking standings. Basically, any team in third or fourth need to win.
And yeah, I mean, it's also difficult to look at, irrespective of like the other fixture. You know, I mean, we don't know if a team that has 3 points needs to win. They might not. You know, but they go. They don't go into the game knowing that. So.
Which, by the way, completely unrelated to fantasy. What they need to do is have a few days off after match day two. And then play all the matches simultaneously that have to do with each other. It's insane that they don't. Because there's going to be a team that plays on the last day that's going to know all of the third place situations.
Oh, and be I see what you mean. Knowing who their opponent is. So playing later is an advantage, kind of.
Yeah, like say Spain and Poland don't pick up extra points, right? That's an additional third place team that Germany is going to be ahead of or Portugal is going to be ahead of. So, you know, so they might not later need
you,
anything.
Yeah, the later you play, the better, because you know the results.
You
in the
know
other
the
groups.
Results.
Yeah, even though you Which play at just, the same time as your other group games.
Exactly. You play at the same time as the group, but not the same time as the people you're actually competing with for the third place wildcard slot. So that just seems like an error in the format or something.
That's not an error. It's intentional. So there's more TV, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Off topic, there's a ton of teams to win and it's changing throughout the game week. So it's also a nightmare, you know? Rory was like, do you think it's worth bothering trying to guess rotation for the teams on 6 points or just focus on teams with stuff to play for? I think definitely the latter.
Yeah. I think it would be, you know, Kev and or Hazard for Belgium, and then I would have no Belgium players and no Dutch players otherwise. And Italy, we're gonna have the team sheet.
Italy,
and,
we get
you
the
know,
team
those
sheet.
Are
yep.
those are the only three teams in question. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's pretty straightforward.
Yep. Other questions. Villaluke said, are there any heavy hitters you like? Well, we just mentioned Kevin Hazard. Or do you just go heavy at the back and the 6 to 8 million elsewhere seems to be where the points are at? Yeah. I don't know if that's like a
It depends on
sustainable trend.
I mean, it's the same thing right now. It's everyone's playing either two games. Either they have their two transfers and they're just trying to pick two guys, or they have a brand new team and they're looking
that's
at like.
True.
So, I mean, I think no matter what, you know, Germany Hungary is a game that you'd probably want to be looking at. It's the last day. You know, you want to have a captain option that day, and Spain don't look very trustworthy, and who's going to play? I have no idea against Slovakia, who could just, you know, probably park better than Poland did today. And, you know, who knows? So I think Germany is a team that you definitely want to target, as well as Italy, because we're going to have Italy's team.
Yeah. 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 Having the team is a huge advantage. And honestly, Switzerland, like Turkey are that bad.
Yeah. They're
like, They've been the worst team in the tournament. Them and North Macedonia. Like
North Macedonia, I think, had or better too. They had shown a
they
lot
had
more
like
about
showed
them.
More fight, but they concede chances for fucking.
Yeah,
fun.
They did.
They're just all over the place. Like Pandev, love it, but yeah, they're bad.
Yeah. they're stretched.
Al said, "Are there any England attackers worth it for match day 3?"
No.
Such a fucking clusterfuck.
I mean, easily no. Like, they're worse than Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I think Czech Republic should be favored in this game.
The day was bad on match day 2 for who to cap. And then on match day 3, it's Czech Republic, England, Croatia, Scotland.
That's like, why Schick. That's why I'm
I gave you that. I said 10 out of 10 and I changed it to 9 out of 10.
All right, you fucker.
Yeah,
I see it.
No, I'll give you that. And Perisic, your boy. I can't say our boy anymore because I stabbed him in the back.
You did. The thing that's funny about that, too, is that I don't, like, sometimes I don't think about the things like that, right? And I just go gut immediate, like, every time we've owned him and we've shared a team, he's been good for us.
Yeah.
And you, unfortunately, thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the moment the moment you said one thing that was founded in reality, I was just like, fine. But if you didn't say anything, he would have been in our team.
Yeah.
Said nothing, you're like, yeah, Perisic is a great pick. Like, it would be like that. We wouldn't have talked about it.
That is the ultimate perversity of fantasy sports. It's like the smart thing was not go with them. How bad were they?
They were, he was a horrible pick, so and they were horrible.
Horrible pick, and the perversity is if we just went with the boys, we fucking get the points. Get the girl, get secure the bag. It's just such a nightmare.
Oh my god.
Bill said which premium mid should be down to fuck MSJ3. Yeah, we talked about that. Oh yeah, Nabry, that's a good one too that he brought up. Yarmo, I like that too. Joe Chen said Denmark looked good versus Belgium and Russia, and then and Russia has a shitty defense. Now they have to score goals to advance. Expect Denmark to create a lot of chances, but who the fuck do we pick? So Denmark is, I think that's another exploitable one. I kind of forgot about that. And they're sitting on 1 point, but they're...
No. They have 0 points.
They're sitting on 0 points, but they're obviously one of the teams that should advance. Like, they're obviously one of the 16 best teams in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, even without Eriksson last game, they did function for, you know, stretches of that game.
Like, I was with everyone on Twitter, like, oh my god, Kev, Jizzfest, but also... Denmark should have won the game, and Belgium had like five shots and scored two goals, and like it's just pretty hard done by. But yeah, I mean, I definitely, we talked about how we have double Denmark defense in our match day one team. That feels really good.
Russia did, for what it's worth, though, surprise me in the second match. They were, you know, they just cohesive.
Handled them.
They were just fine, and they did what they needed to do, and they kept the game like within themselves. But
going into the tournament, Finland was like unanimous, like bottom three team. Yeah. And it's like, you know,
they're not, though. I mean, they have proven not to be.
They're bad.
They're really bad, but bottom. I mean, they're North Macedonia and Turkey are way worse, I think.
Yeah, so maybe they're third or fourth.
Hungary, I think, are pushing.
I think Hungary are better.
It's hard to judge Hungary because they play teams. So
disgusting. But yeah, in terms
Slovakia,
of like a Denmark
really
attacker, what's his name? Damsgaard was really, really good. He started the Eriksson role.
So I think Molly is like by far the best pick because he's kind of playing winger.
Who?
Tyler Molly, the Reds pitcher, the wing back.
Oh,
Denmark.
yeah. Fucking hell. I was looking at the mids and forwards. I was like, who is Malinovsky on Denmark? Molly is, he's so good. He's like Spinatola.
He is like Spanish Korg.
So good.
Yeah, he's up there very, very much like the whole game. If I'm captaining a Denmark player, it's definitely him.
Yeah, it's him. Braithwaite's shooting a lot. I mean, between Braithwaite and Poulsen, like, I don't really rate either player, but they're going to get a lot of shots and probably score goals because they have to score many goals. Yeah. They have to win, and they have to get their goal differential, you know, out of the negative. Damsgaard, I thought, was, like, incredibly good versus Belgium, and he should start in the Eriksson spot again. He did a lot of stuff, so that's an interesting one as well.
That is an interesting one.
And then Pulis Penn said, what's the best front line for match day three? So I'm assuming that's like a wild card question. Question, yeah. Who is the
best
front line? It starts with Schick, right? Well, it starts with who.
No, it probably doesn't.
It probably doesn't. If Chiro is starting, then I think he's in there. He's been fucking great.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's
hard
to
rough
it's hard,
because
it's hard
you
to
have
pick anyone.
Like, just scrolling through, we're like disqualifying so many people. I mean, dude, Yaremchuk is in there, I think.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like Austria.
What do you,
I feel like that's going to be a tough game for them.
Let's revisit
dude.
That because I think Austria suck, and I'm curious what you saw in them.
I mean, they had a hard fixture.
Yeah.
And they just like casually lost 2-0 with, like, you know, a couple of individual errors, you know, a pen and, you know, and they got one, you know, the Dumfries, right? But if they play that way against Ukraine, I don't think Ukraine are going to be able to, like, have the firepower. I don't know. I see that game as a lot more of a 50-50 game, honestly. That's my thinking of how I see that game.
I don't. I mean, I think... Yeah. Again, Austria, kind of similar to the North Macedonia game, had like a late flurry when Alaba moved up and started creating chances, and Sasa was actually pretty good. The fucking 8-foot-tall kid came on and had some shots and stuff.
And Arnie will be back.
Yeah, and Arnie will be back, which makes their attack better. Defensive standpoint, even not including the pen, they conceded so much.
Yeah, no,
like
they
Netherlands
and they
could
have
scored many goals.
Yeah.
Like, Weghurst was really good. Depay missed an absolute sitter. Like, sitter of all sitters.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that one. The beginning, right?
And then they had other chances, just even on set pieces and stuff. Like, I think they're bad and kind of a mess.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm just still in the preseason, pre-tournament. Like, I like Austria, but they have been bad.
It's a hard thing to adjust when you rate individual players and have to mentally adjust to the team being bad. But I think that's the case with both Turkey and Austria. It's like, they're just...
Well, Turkey, I'm fully bought in on their shit.
It's like, before the tournament, though, we liked their players. I haven't gone full reversal on all their players, you know? I'm still their center backs are still good, and Çalhanoğlu's still good, you know, like, whatever. But they're fucking the worst team. But Austria, I don't believe in the way the manager's setting up the team. And, yeah, they'll probably score, you know, especially with the Army addition. Ukraine's
talk about a bad defense.
Yeah. Not great. But I just think Ukraine has the potential to score, like, three. Like they did this week. Like, I think they're just going to... I mean, the fact that we got a zero from Malinovsky is, like, the most scam fraud bullshit I've ever seen in my life. Like, he should have had many points.
Yeah, he should have had a goal and an assist, but you miss a pen, your friends don't do the things, and you have 0 points, so fuck us. Whatever.
Unreal.
We should have had Forsberg, as I foresaw.
Yeah. True. Another just gut Forsberg, like, worst attack in the fucking country, in the continent.
Dude, those are the balls, man.
All right, so we've picked out two out of a billion forwards that are pretty good picks.
Fuck me, dude. I don't know.
Mbolo versus Turkey. Must win.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I think it's definitely interesting.
It's in
Turkey's
the mix.
Defense is... Turkey are stunning. They are. That game against Wales was actually... I couldn't believe every time I looked up, like, oh, they're going to be good now. Like, oh, now. And it's like 5 minutes in, 12 minutes unreal. In, 18 minutes in, 30 minutes. I'm like, this is just a non-functioning team.
I want to revisit them, like, after the tournament.
Like, what what went wrong?
Well, like, what... Because in qualifying, they were, like, really fucking good.
They scored like 40 goals and conceded like three in 10 games.
And then they had basically a year-ish of being pretty bad in just the friendlies and shit. Not in competitive play, just like random like 3-3 with Latvia. And it's like, oh, that's kind of bad. Like, probably shouldn't get in the habit of that. But we're just like, nah, but they'll be good. Their players are good. And then, they are just like the most naive, bad team. I mean, their midfield level is so low.
Manager level is low. Yeah, and dude, Yilmaz is an actual psychotic human. He had a mental game against Wales. It was really surprising. He's not as obviously as good as Zuba. They'd be fine. He's just a nut job, dude.
He has no chance of success, though. Also, I know, like he's 45, running full speed, working his ass off, and just not. He's got nothing. He's got absolutely
and he's just
nothing
gassed
to
in the last
with.
Half an hour, and he just there's no
starts
one on the
fighting
bench to,
and headbutting.
He relegates himself to fighting. He's just fighting players. In the ref.
Yeah, so Bolo's in the mix. I think Isaac should be in the mix. He's so good. Out of two games from Isaac have been like, holy fuck, he's good.
But
he has Poland.
Service is problematic because they just don't
move the ball.
Get into the final third. They just chill.
I like the fact that Poland are must win for Isaac. If that makes any backwards
sense.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I should...
I'm like, reverse engineering Isaac points.
It should stress the game more for the back line for Poland by, having to push a few more forward, and they're slow and bad. I mean, today they should have had about 7 yellow cards, but... Yeah.
Would you put Mueller over any of those? Because that was a fixture that we kind of picked out.
I don't know. Been, like, I mean, it was really interesting today. He was kind of doing that like decoy thing where he was just dropping into the middle, like between the goal and the sideline. What's that called? Like vertically, not like in the final third, but like in the like no man's land, but he was like pulling player. He was just dragging defenders, and then they would just over like bang over, and then that's where the overload was. And he was like, his movement was really good and
always,
smart.
Always is, yeah,
yeah. And he was making the space. Like Kai was in the middle of like on the penalty spot all the time. So, but I don't know if that was just like the fucking ass sniffers like tactics today against Portugal, or and then they play Hungary. Maybe he'll just be kind of like doing
more central
things,
and stuff.
More central,
space.
Maybe.
Yeah, that he could be.
I
like
probably
a
would.
One.
It would. Yeah, I probably would want him in because who are you capping on that last day? Like,
you could get a different German player.
Yeah.
This is going to be a controversial take. I think Moreno is kind of a good pick too. I still believe like two obviously horrendous results for Spain.
I'm not wild card putting him in my team at all.
I don't think he's making.
I don't think he's top three.
Yeah, probably not. But I think he's close. He's probably like fifth. there's not that many picks.
Yeah, I mean the main issue I was thinking about that is that Olmo is horrible. He's so clearly shouldn't be starting for that team after watching these two games. And I'm worried about like Moreno, if he can't function on the left and like he wants to play Ferran.
I was thinking Ferran on the left
for a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's, Ferran, I don't know. Like, I don't know what works. I mean, they have Sarabal. They
out
have
of all
Sarabia,
of the guys, Moreno after today is probably like, undroppable.
Yeah, he was busy. I mean, he was good.
He created a lot. He earned the pen, missed the pen, but
missed the pen.
Yeah, the old.
I mean, it still comes back. If it is like a Spain attacker, I mean, I think you still have to consider Morata.
Yeah, probably Morata because
I think
just
I would pick
so
him
chances.
Over. I would pick him over Moreno. That's literally what we talked about before the tournament started.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And you'd think that he'll take the next pen if they get one.
And you just need to get. Sort of lucky that one of the like he'll probably
he's
score one of
mess.
The one of the big chances.
Seven
you just
chances.
Need to get lucky that he'll score two this day.
He's such a fucking mess. I don't think, but I'm not captaining a Spain player over a German player. I don't think because Slovakia, for as bad as they are like organized and compact.
They're not.
I mean, Hungary are just. Kind of all sorts, and they've got to be exhausted just emotionally after these two games.
Yeah, also the idea of must win is like you have to be careful because it's not the same level for every team. Like Spain's on 2 points. If they win, they're on 5. They're 100,000,000% through. They're probably second in the group. Like they don't need to worry about anything. If they're up 2-0, they're not pushing.
No,
they're just going to have 95% of the ball for the rest of the game and chill.
Yep.
That's the big difference between them and like Denmark, who need like four goals to feel good.
That's a good point. Thinking about that is useful.
Yeah, but Gnabry and Kai are both obviously real
picks. Gnabry was, did he get no points today? I thought he was really good.
It's crazy that he got no points. Yeah.
He was really good.
He has the ability just. It's like
he got no points.
It's a guarantee that he's gonna beat at least one defender on like every time he gets the ball. It seems like he's just like the first guy's
like,
just gonna get fucking.
It's like
Jack
or Piquet's kind of qualities. Yeah, it's like when he's got the ball, or Mbappe or whatever.
It's like the way they. It's like their body positioning as they're receiving the ball is just as important as their touch because they're like. Yeah. Pulling the defender close to them just so they can beat them. Like it's so
that burst
it's so sick
of pace
to watch.
Is so good. Yeah,
it's so sick.
Yeah.
And that's all the questions.
What did you think of the second like game slate in general? Just watching, was it enjoyable? Did anything stand out? Or
I mean, it wasn't as hype as day one. There were a lot more like slogs. I thought
low scoring draws.
Draws like. Finland, Russia was kind of bad. I skipped Croatia, Czech Republic, which seemed like a good idea. England, Scotland was bad. I mean,
game actually wasn't bad though. It was really good.
England, Scotland?
No, Croatia, Czech Republic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I still found joy in like the majority of the matches. Sweden, Slovakia was hard to find joy in, but they were still like fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't.
Poland. or the Portugal Germany game today was pretty.
That was incredible.
Dude, and I mean, we're talking about it so much earlier today. I think we got tired of it, but Nelson Semedo,
unreal player,
fantastic player.
Yeah, take Cedric on the literal beach. Probably not even watching. Doesn't give a fuck. God. Yeah.
I mean, how does he even start today? Because he was really bad in the first game.
Why wouldn't you throw Dalot in?
Yeah, he was bad.
Did I miss that game? Yeah, I missed Portugal. I missed the Portugal game.
Yeah.
I remember you texting me about it.
Every time they tried to build up through him, he just couldn't do anything. Right. They're playing the worst team in the fucking tournament.
Right.
And then today, he just cost them, you know, 3 goals. It was just insane. He's just insane.
There was a Goodman tweet that was something along the line. It was like right before the game started, and he was like, what Germany are going to do is go put five wide forwards in front of you and just be like, stop us. And they just couldn't stop him. It was just a ghost in his field day.
Yeah. I mean, Semedo, it just every single time he was pulling in field right off Pepe.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, it was just like, why are you there? Yeah. There are no people there. Like, there's one player who Pepe can easily mark. Like, why are you standing there? Yeah. And he did it over and over. He just kept doing it. It was complete madness.
And Germany also, like, awesome game. Obviously deserved to win. They're not going to, like, win the tournament playing that way.
Oh, my God. There's no way. They could have conceded 6 goals. They play insane.
Like a 3-2-5.
Yeah.
And they're just, like...
And one of their center backs can barely move. They're so stretched.
Yogi is just ass-sniffing his way to out of the group stage. But they're going to get exposed memed. Like, I would love, like, how fun would, like, Netherlands-Germany be?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be like five, just
wild. But yeah, I mean, overall, still enjoying the tournament. It's a little bit like relentless. Like, I'm a little tired, but
yeah,
it's still fucking fun. And it's got. I mean, we've said it nonstop on the first two pods, and I'll say it again here. The game is so much fucking better.
Yeah, the game is so much more fun.
Fantasy game.
Yeah, it's just so much more fun.
The website's better. Everything's better. The subs, the captains.
It updates it live.
The referees have been like the bonus points not being in the game. Yeah, the referees have been like 95% great.
Yeah.
It's just been like all of the things that we rage about during NFL season basically don't exist.
Yeah,
price changes are. I don't know why that happened. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, they explicitly said that it wasn't going
to
happen.
They said it wasn't going to happen, but they just couldn't help themselves to press the buttons. So that's a little questionable. But it's a seven game week game, and you have 4 wild cards. So I don't fucking care about the price changes.
Yeah, if that's your biggest gripe, then you're doing something right.
Like, so not bad. Like, I don't mind. I don't mind.
I'm definitely like very relieved that we're going to have, you know, a couple games on at the same time and like one game a day because it's been tiring to watch, you know, 2-3 games a day. I missed a couple this week, but
I mean, yeah, I've missed a couple overall, but for New York time,
there's 12 games
on 9 to 5 every day.
Yeah,
actual, basically. It's my 9 to 5. Like, yeah. Except that it also is on the weekend. It's pretty crazy, but yeah, like it's a lot chiller with just simultaneous.
And it'll be fun
kickoffs
to have simultaneous games on.
Always,
we haven't had that yet.
The
always
best
is
time to be on Twitter, the best time to be on Discord.
Yeah.
Simultaneous.
Well, there's
matches.
No such thing as a good time to be on Twitter, but it's a good time to be on Discord.
You know what I mean. But I ain't.
So, I mean, it feels like we're wildcarding, huh?
I think so.
All right. Let's start clicking and talking.
Okay, we're moving on to the clicking and the talking.
Yeah, because I think we're already long for this. I thought this was going to be a lot shorter.
I thought this was going to be a 20-minute episode.
It's 40 minutes. Yeah. I mean, are we going to... We have to make our wildcard team actually
We have
today.
To finish
we have to do
it.
This, like, tonight.
Well, yeah, we should have a done team tonight, and then we need... the
we
lineups
have time tomorrow.
Might change a little thing. Yeah, yeah.
We have
I'll
time
be up,
tomorrow.
I'll be up early, and the kickoff's noon, my time.
Yeah,
so.
You'll be up early, so you'll be up at 11:40.
Dude, I've been up at 8 every day since Euro started. Actual.
Good. That's like a normal person. You should do that every day.
It's normal if you go to sleep at a normal time. That's where the, you know, the things clash.
Okay.
The gears.
So, where are we starting?
I'm hitting a lot of X's. Okay. I'm basically X-ing out everyone except like Schick in our back line.
I don't think we're going to hold Schick. Because don't forget, the budget's going to come into play here, dude.
Yeah. So we're probably going to cap Stones that day or something.
I don't want to do this on the pod. I don't want to do this right now. It's a headache.
You know what we'll do? We'll figure out our own wildcard team. And seriously, I'll do the same thing that we did for Match Day 2. Patreon subscribers, I'll post like our fucking deep secrets behind the scenes Discord conversation. Because that's just...
Oh my God.
I don't want to live pod this either. This is way too overwhelming for me.
I can't do this. I just can't. I need to get beers in me. I mean, this is, dude, seltzer pod? Are you kidding me? This is like one in 100 pods is a seltzer pod for me.
Yeah, I haven't eaten dinner. Even like... Yeah, it's just not even productive. It's not good.
Forget about it.
So let's skip that. We're not going to do that. Fuck that. We can talk about captains, which is sort of like talking about wildcard without talking about it. So let's talk about captains.
Let's do that.
I mean, day one, we're going to get the Italy team sheet. So obviously there's going to be interest in the Italians. Whoever they put out there, I think, is worth considering. But we have no idea who that's going to be.
Yeah. I just think it's like whoever the best Italian attacker is, that's the captain.
Probably.
I know Swiss attacker, Turkey.
I'm interested in.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you own one, but I still don't think Switzerland have like goals in them. You know, I mean, I don't think they're a very good attack team. Period. Even though Turkey are going to be bending over. I mean, the other side of this is like, okay, are Turkey going to actually leave this competition like scoring zero goals and us finishing? It seems like they will, but like they're still like a wounded dog, and Switzerland have an outside shot at advancing.
That's why I like it though, because I think Turkey is going to be like
nuts.
They're going to be thinking we need to win this. We have a chance. There's the third place teams, and Switzerland's going to be like, okay, like yeah, you have a chance, dude. And like Shaq's just going to be playing through Mbolo all day, and it's just like
yeah, no. So you think that
I think
Mbolo's
a shout.
Wow. Okay. I don't know about that, dude. I guess I've seen so many more Mbolo games where he just does nothing than like the first game or whatever, where he was unplayable.
People wouldn't believe, and that's Mbolo beating like 10 people on the triple and scoring goals.
I know. No, I mean, Mbolo is good. I mean, and he didn't play Seferovic last game, right? He fucking finally figured that out, or I think he did,
but he subbed him really early.
Like at halftime or something?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, he played 45 minutes. Yeah, subbed at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. That's big, but then it's like, oh, well, is he just resting him for the third game because he's fucking an idiot, which is possible, and also possible. Very bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Italy are just at a complete different class, and I think the Swiss idea also...
What if it's a complete B team, though? You still feel like...
Then you could talk me into a little bit more of... But I don't... Like, why would Wales be playing, you know, Ramsey, Bale... Like,
so if it's B team versus B team, is that good? I mean,
it could be like 5-0.
That's true. It could just be really loose.
Dude, Wales fucking A team are like mostly championship players. Their B team's like League 2, like non-league players. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. First day is going to be wild. This tomorrow.
I can't wait to captain
and it's
Chiesa
Papa's,
tomorrow.
It's Papa's Day.
It's Father's Day. I cannot wait to captain Chiesa against, you know, Nico Williams and Chris Gunter and shit. That's going to be a good time.
Day two. So we don't have any conclusions there. It's just good fucking luck.
Well, we get the team sheets. That's all you need to know. Day two, I mean, I obviously like Ukraine.
So you don't think it would be auto, Kev, or Has?
I don't think so, because, again, I need to preface that this is all speculation. Don't know shit. Yada, yada, yada. I feel like if you start Kev, you sub him at half or something like that. Like, because the game obviously doesn't matter. They're both only starting for fitness. Has is fat. He hasn't played 45 minutes in 3 years, and Kev is just off injury, can't feel half his fucking face, and I'm just like, actual quote, like, I'm not like talking shit. So I'm just worried about
swerve them?
That.
What are you talking about? They're playing fucking Finland.
Not swerve, because 45 minutes against Finland's points are there.
As a worst case, you're thinking? So you'd rather do a Ukrainian attack
against
Austria?
There's a lot of guys I like on day two, because there's also Denmark.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Yarmo versus Yaramchuk versus Kev versus Haz versus... Nah, you wouldn't captain a Denmark guy, even though I like the picks.
No, you wouldn't captain a Denmark guy.
So, but the thing is with Kev Haz is that, like, they could also have a really bad team. And then, like, how much does that cut out of, like, Kev's assist potential?
I don't
like
think
that.
I don't think that's really possible.
It could
like,
be like
what's
Trossard,
a bad
Bats, and Doku frontline.
I don't know. I mean, they have
Chadley,
Mertens
Vermaelen,
has barely played.
Denier,
Mertens like, could play. I don't. I mean, I guess, but I still think that
Benteke Bats
against
front
Finland.
Two, like.
I still think against Finland, it's just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, they're going to destroy them.
Finland. They should. You were just defending Finland. I was the one saying they're, like, the worst.
It's still Finland.
It's still Finland.
Like, they have Pukki and, like, a bunch of randos.
So it's going to be, like, Mignolet with a back three of Vermaelen, Boyata, Denier with the... You know.
I mean, you're saying if they literally make, like, 10 changes.
No, I think they're going to make, like, 8.
God, okay. All right, so that's that. So then it sounds like
this
Ukraine.
Week is such a clusterfuck.
I'm not having fun right now.
It's such a clusterfuck.
I'm just laughing because I'm so stressed.
This isn't even a beer pot, it's a seltzer pot. Wait, I think I just uncovered some hidden technology that's going to help us out here. We should arguably just cap someone from the first slate of every day because the team sheets are
valuable.
Because
you have the team sheet and you know who's in it. I don't dislike that at all.
That is just, like, logical.
I mean, we took a risk today. We talked about it yesterday going with Alba just because there wasn't, like... There's not 0% chance he didn't, like, you know, trip in the shower or whatever, like, last night, you know?
There's like, definitely not zero. I mean, they have Gaia, who was, like, before the tournament, we thought was going to start. And then all of a sudden, Alba is the captain's armband.
Well,
but, like,
Gaia. Isn't it the other... What's his name?
I always say Gaia or Raya,
It's Raya, right? No, Gaia.
It is Gaia. Raya is the, like, backup Fulham keeper or whatever. Or Brentford keeper.
The Brentford keeper. You love that guy. Maybe he's your 4-5 this year.
I like
Raya.
That. I like, you like what it. We're talking about here. So, I think that's a good logical rule because there's so much unknown in every other match. And these ones, we get the team sheet where it's like, for all we know, Netherlands play a first team side, and we're like, you know, then that's the best cap of that day. But
well, that would be problematic because we won't have any other players.
We won't own them, but other people might have their match day one team and be able to cap Memphis or something. But so I like a Ukraine guy. Then is like my short answer for our team.
Okay,
play in the first slate. I like them.
I think part of the reason why I also didn't want a wild card was I couldn't like face making a new team again.
It's
after this.
There's problems.
It's so daunting.
It's a lot easier to just be like, I'm just gonna turn my computer off.
It's so much easier to avoid.
Just gonna run the lads out there. Go get them, Tiger.
That's what I wanted to do. I was like, most of them are starting. Like,
I'm not allowing it.
Just click 2 buttons instead of 15 buttons. Oh my god. Okay. I'm going to keep track of what our Game Week 1 team would have gotten.
We need to because
we'll definitely do that.
Could be a train wreck, but I'm here for it.
I'm very worried about train wrecking because we just picked a new team and we got like 3 returns from 15 players.
I'm so excited about it. And then you know what the best part is? We get to pick another new team in match day 4.
I know. Well, that's going to be the last new team though. So we got to make sure we have to pick good lovers.
Okay,
we're going
to
be generous.
To try and match day 4. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Tuesday cap, aforementioned most nightmare day of human history.
it's really rough. I mean,
the thing with Czech Republic is also they're through. Like, they're on 4 points and +2 goal difference right now.
Yeah, they're basically through.
Is it like Che? No, because it's a wasted forward spot.
Croatia so still are like defending fine. I think it's an England defender. I think you just
Stones.
Yeah, it's either Stony Boy or I mean maybe like Reese, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I just have no idea who's going to start between the fullbacks, and I have no idea if Maguire's going to be fit or not. I feel like Stones is
the first salmon. Choice
guy.
He had the salmon leap. He's going to be tasty. He's going to be hungry for that.
Yeah, we're all hungry for that.
Yeah, I think Stones is the one there.
Okay. That is such a bad captaincy day. It's historic, actually, to have four teams
every
playing.
Single, yeah. It's been last this week too. Like those four teams, all the captain options. It was just Kane, and he was. Fucking
but we nailed
horrendous.
Schick. You know, we didn't cap him, but we had him.
I know.
Yeah, England defender. If you're Scottish, you go Che. If you're Croatian, you go Perisic. I guess.
Yeah. I have no idea what that kip's gonna be like.
No idea. And then Wednesday, if we're just doing the first slate rule. Has to be a Spanish guy.
Probably Alba again.
Or Morata? Are we that perverse?
No. I'm not willing to ever do that.
It sounds fun.
No, it's not fun. I don't think we're going to even own him, honestly.
Probably not. So out of... Yeah, I mean, the only one we're almost definitely going to own out of those four teams that play the first is Alba or just Pal or something.
I kind of also want to...
money matters now.
Yeah, if money matters, we might do that. I kind of want to like not double on any defense because we are clearly not doing
not
well.
Good for us.
I think I like the idea of like spreading it around to literally seven teams. Like I don't know what we're doing and I feel like we could just... I'd rather roll dice more times than think... Like the team that concedes one shot is going to keep a clean sheet when that happens.
Imagination
land.
Yeah, that can't possibly ever happen.
I mean, that's the most results oriented thing of life, but there's only seven game weeks.
That's the beauty of this game. Everything's results oriented. Everything's the shortest ever sample size, and no one knows fucking anything. So,
okay. What else?
That's our caps. I think that's the end of the pod, basically.
I can't believe that with the pick a new team. Holy shit.
There's four asses to slap. We got Chris Guthrie, Jack Porter, David Westrum, Rahul Gandhi. Thank you so much. Get the fuck in there. More signups. Summer of love, dude. I think that's it. Any last words?
I don't know, man.
Maybe see you tomorrow?
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
AKA see you on Discord in 5 minutes. Assemble.
No, I need a break.
Yeah, take a break. Take a breather. I'll edit this later. Pod and I'll be on Discord.
All right.
At FMLPL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLPL Sports Page. Go to com/FMLPL subscriber. YouTube.